What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show with a friend of the show, Brad Coyne, C-Mo Red House out of the OVC. You see me and C-Mo, cool as up there looking nice. Coach, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. We're playing well, and it's a fun group to be around. So looking forward to every practice, and really the end of the season is here. I know you got a mad sprint finish for you all in what you do, but we're kind of in that same boat, but in a much shorter time. So 5 games left. We'll see what we can do here.
No doubt, Coach Coyne. And man, I'm asking you, man, 16-10 this year. The OVC, man, is tough battle, man. 4 teams up the top there, man. So for you, with having 5 games left, how do you keep your guys focused on trying to get better every day, day by day, every practice we walk through, and not look ahead to the Ford Center in Evansville, per se?
Yeah, you know, we were off yesterday. We just got done with 3 games in 6 days all on the road. So it has been kind of a long break. So we're off yesterday. So today it's exactly what you said, Boss Man. We're going to be talking about staying focused. You know, immediately my mind goes to Coach Saban and the rat poison. And we just got to be careful not to take too much of it. This day and age, too, is really hard. How do you prevent your guys from seeing and being told positive things? So we'll address the elephant in the room today. And I think we'll try to take the approach of embracing that. We're not going to run from it. We've obviously worked hard to put ourselves in this position. So it's not like something we can't talk about. It is what it is. But now we got to understand that it's the focus. It's how hard we play. It's taking care of these next 3 home games has really got to be the focus. And really trying as best we can to wipe out everything that happened in the past as far as what can distract you from the future, and understanding it's a 5-game season. Whether you're in first, last, sixth, it's a 5-game season. How good can we be in these 5 games?
And, Coach, man, this time of year, playing 26 games, man, already – practice-wise, is it more half-court? Are you still going live some, getting up and down? Because you want to make sure your guys peak in Evansville and not peak right now. So how do you kind of balance keeping guys fresh versus, you know, going ahead and still trying to work on things the right way?
Yeah, it is, because you want to stay sharp, obviously. You can't just let your foot off the gas, especially with the little streak that we're on. And again, everybody patting you on the back. It's just human nature to drop down. But we are moving into more of a, you know, we're not NBA guys by any stretch, but we're into more of that mode of our seasons where we're trying to learn a lot more through film. I think each team is different. And this group has shown a good basketball maturity to where we don't have to get them corrected through physical practices as much as we have maybe in the past. So we'll continue with that approach, and hopefully it doesn't bite us. But I just, you know, you look at guys like Eric Musselman. Coach Musselman at USC was talking about it the other day in his press conference about how he doesn't play. You know, he plays the starters a lot of minutes. And I look at Drake and what they're doing the season that they're having, and Garrett Sturts, or whatever you say his name, he's playing all the minutes. So I think everybody's kind of in that point of the season. So now it's about, it's a tricky thing to stay sharp, but at the same time, the last thing you can do is lose a game in practice before you ever get to the game. So we got to be careful as well.
100%. You mentioned you had these home stretch coming up here, man, 9-3 at home already this year. So talk about how important it is to defend the home court up there, man. Get those Warehouse fans behind you, brother.
Yeah, you know, Little Rock beat us at the buzzer by 2 for one of those losses. Morehead came in and just flat out beat us by 11. And then Chattanooga beat us in the non-con at home. So we've played really, really good basketball all season long at home. And there's excitement growing in Cape. I get a lot of text messages, and I think that we're going to have a great crowd. We had a great crowd against Little Rock. Students came out. We've got a young lady here that does a tremendous job of getting the community involved and student body involved. So I think we're going to continue to grow and see these crowds grow because our fans have been able to see the brand of basketball that we've been able to play on top of going to an NCAA tournament, winning a championship, what was just 500 days ago, which seems crazy to think about. But I think there's excitement growing. I think there's going to be a lot of people here that are really excited about the way that our team plays and the manner in which they play.
And watching you guys, I went back watching some of you on film on Synergy, man. You all play hard as heck, man. It's a purpose to what you're doing. It's not out there doing something to do it. It's with a purpose. And I love watching it. It pops off on film. So about that, talk about how you still that mentality into your guys to buy into everything we do has a purpose on the court to support reasons so we can win these games the right way.
Yeah, a lot of guys have said that, so I appreciate you saying that and seeing that. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate compliment as a coach, is that people recognize the way and the manner in which your players play and, you know, play the right way and compete. It's just it's really a room full of competitors. You know, a year ago, we took some lumps with Rob Martin, Braxton Stacker, David Idada, TJ Beal, BJ Ward, you know, guys that just had to learn through playing games, and we took our lumps for that. So they came back this year just ultra competitive, and then Teddy Washington, one of our better guys, on the stat sheet, he just brings a level of confidence and competitiveness. I think that's the main thing with these guys. They allow us to coach them pretty hard, and they respond to it. They don't get small. They take it and they move on to the next play. So we just had a really nice mix. Staff did a great job of finding those guys that are wired up to get coached and to play hard, and as you said, have a purpose to what they're doing, because we all have just a finite amount of time, regardless whether you're winning or whether you're playing college basketball or just life in general. So you might as well get after it and approach it the right kind of way and let the chips fall where they may. And that's kind of how guys play.
100%, man. The results take care of themselves. I feel like this coach, you know, my dad was a coach, I told you before. Like, my dad feel like if you do it the right way, the wins will come. Don't get caught up in the results. Be more about the process. And my dad always said, the process will take care of itself if you're doing it the right way. And I feel like your guys embody that because how hard you play and how you do things with a purpose and with a mission.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, they've – and it's been both ways. You know, basketball is a beautiful sport just because you can't – it's not like football. You can't just have 4 downs, go sit on the sideline, wait for the defense to come in. You've got to be able to play the next play within 2 seconds. It's offense and defense. It's athleticism. It's skill. It's IQ. So there's – it's toughness. And I think our guys embody a lot of that on a day-to-day, play-to-play basis. And so that's the exciting part, that they seem to yearn for more coaching. And I think there's another level that we can get to even. I don't even think that we've played our best basketball, and that's the exciting part, that our guys feel that same kind of way. And as you said, are more process-driven than result-driven. And when you have that, then as the coach, you just get out of the way and let the players play, and that's what they've been doing.
Well, plus I'm seeing you also, Coach Coyne, man, is your active hands defensively, man. Them active hands you have, man, contact defense that you all have, and being more about moving your feet than using the body. So talk about coaching to that as well, because I really – to me, it pops off seeing them at the hands you guys have, man.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we've talked about. I think you go back and look at all the great teams, whether you're in college or even in the NBA. You know, when the Warriors were crushing it, of course, Splash Brothers and shot a lot of threes and all that stuff. But they also were top five in the NBA in defense that those during that stretch as well. You look at Villanova when they went back to back. You look at UConn. You weren't just lopsided one way or the other. You weren't just a great defensive team with no offense or just a great fire powered offense with no defense. You got to have both if you want to be a championship level program. And so I think when you look at our group this year, in the past, we've been really good offensively, but our defense has been down or our rebounding has been down. The thing that excites me about this group is they've taken an identity on the defensive side as well. And coming off that game against Little Rock, just a complete rock fight. But it didn't feel like bad basketball. The statistics were bad. The shooting was poor. But it was just such a physical game that there was nothing easy coming in that game. And so to be able to win games like that on the road with everything that was on the line is very, very encouraging because, again, to my point earlier, I don't think that we've hit necessarily our stride offensively either or defensively within the same game. And if and when that happens, I think that we can be even more dangerous than we've been to this point.
And also, Coach, man, you played a lot of close games this year so far. And talk about that as we go these last five game stretch heading to Evansville, how the experience from playing close games early in the year, whether they turn out your way or not, you have that broad exit to pull from and say, hey, we do these things late game scenarios, we'll win rather than come on the right side of it, but really on the wrong side of it, as we maybe did early in the year.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that play into that. One, you got to have really good players, and we do. But I think they're, like you talked about it before, they're really competitive, you know. And so when the game is tied or there's 4 points, they're able to get themselves to another level mentally and physically. And whether we make free throws late or close out possessions with defensive rebounds, we've been able to do that in those tight games. The other thing is we have elite guard play between Rob BJ, Braxton, and Teddy Washington. You know, and then we've got another guy that plays kind of our five and Brendan Terry, who is, he's kind of that modern age face up five. He's really skilled with the ball and he helps our offense flow. So you can't really press us late game. You can't trap our guards. If you foul us, we've made free throws to this point. So we really have a really nice mix of defensive. We can switch things. We can trap things. So we've got a nice mix of guys that allow us to do a lot of different things, which make you very unpredictable, but it makes it very hard for a team to just game plan one way against us because there's multiple ways that we can beat you or take away what you're – if you try to take something away from us, we're able to counter pretty easily based upon the way the rosters broke down.
No doubt. You got multiple guys scoring the ball. You're sharing the sugar with amongst the team. We'll talk about that as well. Late game, like we talked about, having optionality with multiple guys who can score the ball, and you just can't load up the one guy. You got to worry about multiple guys and just say, what am I going to take away today? No, but I'm going to get beat that way. I'm okay getting in beat, per se.
Yeah, and, you know, Little Rock, just because that was our last game, the first time we played them, they really tried. They did a great job, trapped us, took our guards out of the game, and we struggled a little bit, and we got beat at the buzzer. But this time around, they tried to trap us, and they couldn't, and we made the right kind of play. So, again, you can't just have one game plan against us, and I think that gives other coaches nightmares, and that's the thing I've heard a lot through these coaches that we've played to this point. They're very complimentary about the way that we play.
No doubt, man. I'm going to ask you about this, man, as well. You know, the OVC, man, the people thought it would be down, but it's not. Like, top to bottom, it's still tough every night. Got cluster teams at 8-6 there as well, and the teams in the bottom of the league still giving you heck every day. So talk about just the depth of the league and how, despite losing the Belmonts and Mercer State to the other world, it's still a quality league with high-quality things going on.
Yeah, and I think if you even look back to a year ago, Martin, Little Rock, Moorhead, and I'm forgetting another team. Those teams all had 19 or more wins. And then you look at Southern Illinois Edwardsville, I think they had 17. So, you know, there's been – if you're winning 20 games, 19 games in the OVC, you're really – I mean, you're doing something, you know, because, again, I love when I watch ESPN and the Big Monday and the SEC and the Big 12 and all these high major teams are on. The commentators are talking about how their players can get poached and how it's so hard. And, man, don't miss me with all that stuff. It's hard at the OVC level as far as you don't have all the glitz and the glam that all these other places have. I've been there. And I appreciate it, but it's really, really hard to win those kind of games at this level. So speaking to the coaches in this league, to be able to have to do it year in and year out, with not the supposed quote unquote best players that are in the portal or five-star guys in the recruiting process. It speaks to the coaching in this league. And so when you have multiple teams winning, you know, four or five teams winning 20 plus games or right there at 19, that's a big deal. And I think it speaks to the coaching in this league, because I watch other leagues maybe similar to us or considered maybe one step higher than us that aren't necessarily BCS. And I watch and I see the game plans that are going on. And I'm just like, man, I think the OVC gets a bad rap at the end of the day for being just this terrible league, yet everybody, when the portal opens, wants to come and get our players. So it kind of makes me mad. I think a year ago, the SEC had five starting guys from our league in their league. So it's really, really good basketball is my point, with really, really good coaches.
It's been like, look at Broome, Auburn, OVC guy.
Yeah. Wendell Carter was at Auburn. UT Martin Sears is at LSU right now. Missouri has Cruz that was at UT Martin. Little Rock's had multiple guys, you know, that could have gone up. So Moorhead, like you said, Jani Broome, and even the Thelwell that's at Iowa right now. So, yeah, there's been we had Philip Russell and Eric Reed. Eric Reed went to Mississippi State. Philip Russell's now at VCU playing really well. They've won 20 games. So really, really good players in this league and really, really good coaches.
And last question, Coach, man, you got Tennessee Tech tomorrow coming into you. John Pimple does a heck of a job at Tennessee Tech, yeah, man. So what do you say for those guys on the field, hype preparing to deal with John? These guys coming up there to cape them on Saturday, man.
Yeah, even just since I've been in the league, we've had just great games against them, whether it's been home, road, or even in the conference tournament. So I think the one thing that somewhat helps us is they play a similar style offensively that we do. So I think we're a little bit more prepared to go against them. From a defensive and a scouting report standpoint, our guys recognize some cuts and movements that they make. But he does a great job of putting you in space. They have some undersized guys, if you will, that are extremely strong around the rim. So Coach Pelfrey's, you know, forgotten more basketball than I know. So I love competing against him and his teams, because they're always well prepared. They run good offense, and they're tough, and they play well on the road too over the years. So we can't assume that just because we're at home and we won a couple games here in a row that we're all of a sudden just going to show up and win. Because as we just talked about, the OVC and any league and conference play, especially late February, this is when everyone's palms get a little bit more sweaty, things get a little bit more intense, because everybody knows what's on the line. So we're going to have to come ready to play, whether we're playing TSU or Tennessee Tech or Moorhead State, whatever it is, we got to be ready to play, because every game matters the same at this point.
No doubt. Well, Coach Coleman, I hope we're chatting again in a few weeks, man, after you have a good run here the last part of the season, man. We did like we did previously, man. So hopefully we'll talk again in March, man, after a good run for you, man.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's that, Coach. Be safe, man.
You as well. Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 The King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.